Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the
request is for the adaptive reuse of a former auto repair shop into what is described by the applicant as a quick service restaurant and frozen treat business. This is located in the urban core CRA, which means it gets a 100% parking reduction for use as a restaurant.
I'm going to be bringing back my father's old drink business, Damien's Lemonade.
Maybe. Now, Candy, you've lived here longer than I have.
Yeah.
Have you lived here long enough to know Damien's? I do not know Damien's.
Damien's is amazing. I didn't know it was from here, though. It's a Pensacola thing?
Apparently,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Joseph Jacobs saying he wants to bring it back.
I recently acquired the rights for the drink, and so that's the hope. And I'd like to put a kitchen in there, but like I just heard earlier, it's quite expensive to do, so I may switch gears on what food I serve, but I'll be serving food and drinks and ice cream, milkshakes and stuff
Man,
like that.
Man, I love
Dude,
it.
Dude, put it together at my house. I will drive it over. Please, please, please let this happen.
I can help in the
Dear
production
God
process.
In heaven. Yes. Oh, man.
And again, we talked about this briefly with Mayor Reeves, but this is at the Balin and Cervantes, that corner lot there that is used to be a gas station a long time ago, and you know it's been defunct for forever. But this is the problem: is that FDOT has gotten involved in this and is basically like, you can't have that with all those curb cuts in there because there's two entrance and exit on Cervantes right next to the light, basically.
DOT is recommending that I close off both of the Cervantes Street entrances. But as I've been on this property over the past month, cleaning it, and you know, I noticed that Balin Street would be my only access to the property.
That's not good.
At that point. And I find that extremely difficult. It will be difficult for me to operate a business that only has one access.
Yeah, and okay, so Casey
Dude,
Jones.
Dude, we will make it happen. Just please do it. Go ahead.
Well, he's already bought it. He's going to do it as long as he gets approval, which he did. But Casey Jones asked the right question.
I kind of felt the same way. It might be difficult to get people in and out on Balin Street only. Is that something that would be a requirement?
I think some planning staff sat in on some meetings with FDOT, and it sounds like they were pretty committed to closing both of those.
Well, they definitely want one closed.
Okay.
So I talked about closing off the second one because I felt like maybe I could just use that part of the parking lot for, you know, some family activity area or something. But like I said, after being up there for this past month, I just realized it's not doesn't make a whole lot of sense to make one access to a property. That's
right.
Anytime you have a piece of property that's, you know, hard to get into, it just people don't go there.
Yeah, that's right. If it's hard to go to, people.
It works for McDonald's, so please let it happen.
No, but McDonald's always has at least a couple of entrances. You know,
but they have the front one and the side one,
right?
And the back one,
right?
You can do it.
So he says basically, FDOT wants 145 feet, but there are examples all over town. And I mean, look, if you, as I mentioned to the mayor, if you go down the street, Tops, exact same setup. And it exists because it was there before stuff happened, right? And this the problem with this is it hasn't been operational. And so FDOT is trying to get them to change things because it's not compatible.
Anything in a
but
while.
If you but seriously, the Shell station, same I'm like all over Cervantes, there are examples. He's exactly right. On Cervantes of places just like that. By the way, the other voice you're hearing there was Cynthia Cannon. She's the planning and zoning manager. So you know, then we start to get into just the fun of remembering what it was like, Casey Jones.
I used to get a Damien drink in middle school every day at the end of lunch, and I can still feel the brain freeze. Yeah. It was a good one. I'm excited to hear that's recipe. Coming back.
I've been rushing up on the recipe here lately, but the idea is not to pump it out of a machine, and I want to use the original.
I love that. Tanya Day Broughton.
Councilwoman Broughton.
Councilmember Jones just said what I was going to say.
Brain freeze?
Not brain freeze. But close enough. Welcome back. I'm glad you're doing this.
No, it's great news. It's really cool. And I look, okay, so Candy, you've had it. I don't know the product. Is it amazing?
It's great. Yeah, it's really, really good. I didn't know it was a Pensacola thing. I had no idea. That's amazing. Yeah, it's really great.
We'll get back. There's just a little bit more to this I want to cover with you, but let's get Candy. Go ahead with traffic on the 5.
Okay, well, this is brought to you by me, and I will totally like make a makeshift Damien's ice cream thing out of foam and wear that costume in direct traffic if I need to. Please open it there. That's great. Man, I'm excited too. That said, we have a fatality on I-10 westbound, and this happened before the show, and that's what the slowdown is, as best as I can tell, and it is backed up in both directions. Eastbound, it's not stopped, I don't think, eastbound, but it's very, very slow moving, and it's backed up to the Pine Forest exit about 2 mile marker 11 for that reason, I think, right past the Car City exit. Backed up the other way, too, of course, where the fatality is. It's down to one lane coming from 110 as you're getting onto I-10. That's what that slowdown is, too. We see another accident in Milton. It's Roby Road. And 89. So use caution there, caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I meant what I said about Damien's.
Thanks
so
much,
Candy.
That's
awesome. I'm glad it's coming back.
Hey, when it comes to air conditioning, heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing, you know, Peden is fantastic. Like, they just professional. They show up, they do what they say. They, you know, they take care of it. They got 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, they've got $29 air conditioning inspections, $29 only. Also, if you sign up for the Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan, routine maintenance is just $35. It's just $35 a month. Routine maintenance includes priority scheduling over non-members, so you know you're going to get handled whenever there's an issue. 15% discount on repairs and upgrades, 5% discount on major replacement, and after hours or emergency service fees get waived. There's also $1,000 off of Briggs & Stratton whole home generators right now with 0% financing, and $1,000 off water filtration system installations. And obviously, there's a free water test. So whatever you need in this vicinity, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, they will take care of you. Just check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com. So we were talking about the proposal to build or to rebuild Damien's Lemonade there at the old gas station at Balin and Cervantes. And City Councilmember Charles Baer asking, I thought, the very appropriate probing question.
You mentioned that we wouldn't have much say in what FDOT says. Would they have the ability to come in and just say, you have to close those off?
That I'm not entirely sure from, because you're saying
know.
Now
they, you... I asked if this was mandatory, and they said it was recommended. And I said, how recommended? And they said, highly.
Okay.
And that's my
so
understanding,
I don't really
too.
Know
so
what that means.
Yeah, how recommended, right? I mean, because there are three cuts, okay? There's one on Bale, and then there's the two on Cervantes. It's exactly like Tops, okay? If you know Tops, it's exactly like that. And so he's like,
and everybody's seen that burned out gas station.
Yeah,
it's
and,
burned out, but
you know,
it's been there forever.
Never gets used for anything, of course. But
okay, unless you're trying to buy drugs.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know, but I can suppose about that.
I don't know if that, like, I assume we've that had- property has been there for 70 years, yeah. You know, but I do know that that light was probably put in the last 15 years. Probably 20 years.
Somebody whispers grandfather.
So the property may not have been active when that happened, and now they're that it will be. But it seems a bit outrageous to me, because
agreed.
Now they're saying I have to get a civil engineer involved, and I mean it's adding a considerable amount of expense to the property that was unexpected.
We're trying to do a really good thing here. FDOT, come on now.
Okay, and my question for you, sir, is if DOT did come in and say they wanted to close those two, would you still be able to operate?
I mean, I guess I'd have to figure something out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I suppose I would have to figure something out, but I don't think they're going to make me close both of them.
Right.
They did say if I leave the easterly easement, then I would... it'd have to be like right turn only or right turn in and
right.
out only.
Yeah.
So what he seems to be saying is they want to close the one that's right next to the intersection and allow the other one and not allow people to cross traffic on Cervantes to get in there, which, you know, again, I understand, but Tops exists. That's my argument is Tops does this, McDonald's down the street, the Shell, like, just let them do whatever everybody else is doing. Now, I do agree it'll probably cause some traffic issues. I mean, But
because it's awesome.
Yeah, right. That's exactly it, you know? And granted, Cervantes is not always a pleasure to drive on. But DC Reeves, I thought, had the right comment. And which is basically what he said to us last hour as well.
Just want to say thanks for investing in the city. And
absolutely.
I used to live two blocks from here, and I think I've heard of 15 different versions of what someone was going to do here. So yeah. To take it on. And personally, as someone who took a print shop and turned it into a beer place, Godspeed on your change of use. Not inside the building. We're just talking about outside the building at this moment. And so, you know, it adds up quick. So I just, you know, you're taking on something that certainly is blighted at this point that would make the city and neighborhood better.
I really hope this works out. I love the idea, especially to try something that is so historic that I've never had before.
I'll buy you your first one.
I'm in. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And speaking of historic businesses, you know, Pensacola Hardware, sometimes it's hard to wrap your brain around this. Like, they were in existence operating as a business since before the Civil War. I mean, like, what? I mean, 1851. You know, as far back as you can think of those old historical pictures of Pensacola, they're there. They helped build the buildings in those old historic pictures of Pensacola. Like, that's just amazing to me. Older than Levi's, I sometimes think about it that way. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown. And if you haven't been there, I mean, just go. I mean, go. Not because you have a home improvement project that you're working on, which obviously if you do, that's fine. Go for that reason. But I mean, just go. Like, go to just be able to say, I've seen it. I've been in there. I've looked around. Because you'll be amazed. You'll go in and you're like, oh, what? That's the reaction you'll have. So just trust me on this one, okay? You know, we talk every day. You know, you're listening every day. I'm just saying, just try it just one time as a date, maybe, even if you want to. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I know nothing, nothing.
We'll be right back. Basically, this is an insult to my integrity. Received another email from Mr. Andrade, dated on July 21st. Last night, you said you never engaged in negotiations with Mr. Collins. I believe the council deserves to know whether you did. In fact, make Mr. Collins an offer of $135,000, as he indicated to Andrew McKay last night. I'm sorry, I don't know who Andrew McKay is. I'd also like to know how Mr. Collins was made aware of the placeholder amount I put in the first draft I sent you. Why did he think I wanted to offer him $128,000?
I absolutely want to make a promo out of that. I have no idea who Andrew McKay is. Weird, too, because I hear he was sent the link to the podcast we did on Friday. So, yeah, just saying. Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
Liar.
I don't know. There's a lot in this story that is strains credulity. But I thought that. Oh, can I just tell you? This is funny. I had two of those yesterday. I was logged into the meeting that it was an online meeting, and it was a bunch of local people from Escambia, Santa Rosa, Milton, or whatever. And I was logged into the meeting. I was just going to record it and listen to it later. And the moderator is going through, you know, hey, I see so-and-so from Pensacola. I see so-and-so from Escambia County, so-and-so from Santa Rosa. And I see we have Andrew McKay here. I'm sorry. I don't know what organization you're with. Oh, I got on the mic. I'm like, I'm with media. It was so awesome because I know some of the other people that are on the meeting, and they're all like, you know, just it was a great moment because, like, yep, we still have audience to build. I'll just put it that way, including Mike Cusack, apparently. 827 on News Radio 92.3. I love it.
Dollars, as he indicated to Andrew McKay last night. I'm sorry, I don't know who Andrew McKay is.
Fair enough, sir. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Nor do you want to. This is brought to you by Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, look to Indeed. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. See, that's ironic because maybe they could have looked for a city manager there. Okay. Well, fatality on, yeah, you're right. I-10 westbound this morning. And this happened before the show started, and it's... We got a call about an hour ago saying they're still diverting traffic around where this accident happened. Now, the accident, again, I-10 westbound at mile marker 11. It's backed up to I-110 to the turnoff. It looks like maybe a little bit less now. It looks, oh, you know what? It's all cleared. Okay, that's much, much better. So it looks like everything has been cleared. Everything has been moved off to the side. I'm not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. 437-1620. Whoops. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You just dropped an orange on the keyboard?
Putting it right over here. Got excited about Damien's.
That is a giant orange, too.
I brought you one, too.
No, all right, fair enough. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, you know who I am, though, right?
Who? Who's Andrew McKay?
Dang it!
Never heard of him.
Go on.
The State Department says a U.S. Marine veteran who was previously imprisoned in Russia has been hurt fighting in Ukraine. Trevor Reed now recovering in Germany after reportedly stepping on a landmine. New data showing COVID-19 cases are rising again. The CDC says hospitalizations have risen by more than 10%. And apparently, Andrew, some changes have been made to Jason Aldean's latest music video, which has been gaining tremendously in popularity over the last week. Footage of a Black Lives Matter protest was pulled from that video. The Washington Post was the first to report that Try That in a Small Town's video is now 6 seconds shorter than it was when it was first uploaded to YouTube. CMT, of course, pulled that video off the air after complaints from the NAACP. Now, there's no word if the video edit will get that back on the network or not.
My just random guess from the world of I just pay attention to things, my guess is they might have found out they were not licensed to use that footage.
That sounds pretty likely.
Why would that happen? Also, to take it out entirely is weird, not replace it with something else. That changes the musicality of the song, too. So weird, right? But okay. All right. Thanks so much for the update. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. Hey, be listening because we're giving away tickets to Casey and the Sunshine Band, the 50th anniversary, performing at Sanger Theater on August 27th. We already gave our pair away today, but there will be more to be given away on Pensacola right now in the afternoon. And, of course, on Friday, I think here on Pensacola Morning News, we'll have some of that for you. Oh, my goodness. So much going on. Oh, I didn't even – actually, honestly, I haven't even had a chance to play my favorite cut from last night. It's going to have to be after Frivolous, but at 8:50. Just, it's one of those, like, just amazing sequences, and it's really not the drama. It's just something else that happened during the meeting that was, I found entertaining. What do you have coming up, David?
There was a fatal shooting in Atmore. We'll have more after this.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. The president's son, Hunter Biden's in court in Delaware today to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges.
He's also reached an agreement with prosecutors to enter a diversion program for owning a firearm while also a drug user. We don't expect him to be sentenced today, but the deal between prosecutors and Hunter's legal team makes it unlikely he's ever going to serve any jail time.
Fox's Mark Meredith. There's a House hearing this morning about unidentified flying objects.
One witness is former intelligence officer David Grush. He contends the military has pieces of a craft that is not from Earth and may even hold remains of an extraterrestrial pilot. After the first hearing on UFOs in 50 years in 2022, Congress mandated the military document claims of UFOs in last year's defense bill.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A Marine veteran freed in a prisoner swap with Russia last year, Trevor Reed, is injured fighting in Ukraine and taken to a U.S. military hospital in Germany. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3/76. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. And police in Atmore investigating after a fatal shooting that happened yesterday. Police there were called to Brooks Lane for a traffic crash. Happened about 5 o'clock on Tuesday. They say when officers arrived, they found the driver had suffered gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital where they died. Right now, police still working to notify the victim's family and to identify a suspect. Investigators are still looking for the public's help as they try to solve the murder of a 19-year-old man near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern last week.
We received some tips from the public and the community, but we would like to have many, many more so we can bring this case to a bring justice for the family that was involved in this incident where a young victim was shot to death.
Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall there. And following the shooting last Thursday, family identified the victim as Marlon Jarvis. Well, parking in downtown Pensacola, those issues are well known around here, and confusion about whether you're in a public lot or a private lot, is it a paid or a free space, just some of the issues people deal with downtown. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is hiring a consulting firm to look deeper into the issue.
We've got to do better than what we have right now, and I mean as a community, that what we know is when someone has a poor parking experience, whether it's in a blue space or in a red space that we have no control over, doesn't matter.
And the city is paying $8,325 per month to Olive Tree Consulting through December 31st. That'll come out to just under $50,000 total. And Reeves says when somebody's got a bad parking experience downtown, it reflects on the city as a whole. Babies born in the U.S. to parents that are illegal immigrants would no longer be granted automatic citizenship under a bill introduced by Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We ought to end it as we currently know it because birthright citizenship by fraud has started to predominate in a few areas and in a few industries. In 2021, 400,000 anchor babies were born in the United States, outpacing the births in 49 states.
And Gaetz filed the End Birthright Citizenship Fraud Act of 2023. He's looking to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to require at least one parent be a national, refugee, or active military member or have lawful permanent citizenship. A hit-and-run accident last month claimed the life of a 22-year-old Navy veteran, and the family of retired Navy Master Chief Jeff Nichols says they're certain somebody out there knows who's responsible.
It was very dark, and as I was walking, there's this big, what I thought was a log in the way. As I got closer to what I thought was the log, I realized it wasn't a log, it was my dad.
Nichols' daughter, Chantal Smith, talked with Channel 3, and she says she was FaceTiming with him when the accident happened. Nichols had just taken a bike ride to his daughter's home when he was hit on Sorrento Road June 10th. FHP believes the car involved is a silver Toyota Highlander, which would have front-end damage. 8:35, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
This is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing, and it looks like everything is cleared up. At accident I-10 westbound, there was a fatality early this morning. It was backed up in both directions for a good portion of the morning. It looks like that's cleared now. Not showing any slowdowns there. New accident at Gentry Farms Drive and Hickory Hammock Road. This is in Milton, of course. The roadway is open, but certainly use caution. This is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call that Best of the Bay winner. It's Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Taking a look at our weather forecast for today, it's going to be another warm one, a high in the mid-90s. The heat index this afternoon up into the triple digits, of course. Then tonight, low into the mid-70s. And pretty much a whole lot of the same through the rest of the week. Low rain chances all week as well. And then the next chance for some storms could be coming up over the weekend on Sunday. Right now, we've got 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to PGTWindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
And your money now this morning. The market's mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is up 1683 at 35,454.90. And the S&P 500 down 816 at 4,559.30. The NASDAQ is down 65.64 this morning at 1,478.92. Our 10-year bond rate is down at 3.87%. Gold prices up $5.30 this morning at $1,969. Silver prices down at $24.77. And for any crypto investors, Bitcoin up $21.19 at $29,251.74. Emmy-winning Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston not happy with Disney boss Bob Iger's response to the SAG after a strike. Cranston spoke out at a rally in New York on Tuesday.
We will not be having our jobs taken away and giving to robots. We will not have you take away our right to work and earn a decent living.
Iger called the strike disturbing and said both the writers' and actors' demands were unrealistic. The actors' union asking for a requirement that studios obtain consent to use their digital image, and also they want higher pay, saying streaming has limited their earnings. The Federal Reserve's pause on interest rate hikes looks like it's probably over today. Bankrate's Greg McBride says the Fed is expected to raise its key rate another quarter point, bringing it to the 5.25 range.
This is the 11th time in 12 meetings they will have raised interest rates. We're getting close to the end. Is this the last one? Will they raise more in the fall? That's an open-ended question, and the outcome of which is going to be largely dependent on what we see on the inflation data.
And their goal to bring inflation down to 2%. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So when you go to the barber or the stylist, okay, you know that the reputation is that the barber stylist, I'm just going to say barber to be generic, okay? But,
okay.
You know, that person is the caretaker of all the community knowledge, right?
Boy,
that's true. That person is the embodied internet of the local community, right? They know all the gossip. Mm-hmm. So my question is 437-1620, when you go to the barber or stylist, Do you want them to chat with you? Or do you want to just sit there and let them get the haircut done?
That's a good question.
Which way? 437-1620. Are you a chatter? You want them talking? Do you want them to be asking you questions? Or do you, you know, then knowing that you become a source of the community wisdom that's right. going to get disseminated to other people. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you want a silent barber or do you want a talking barber? I mean, that's a, you know, because, you know, I guess you could also have like the side talker, like they're just talking with the other barbers, talking with, you know, just carry on a conversation that's not really with you. But generally, do you want talking, not talking, interaction, not interaction when you're at the silent? David Wayne, you look very intent on this. Do you have an answer to this?
Well,
you,
this is a great conversation topic.
It's a great conversation topic.
Thanks for insulting all the other days. Go ahead. Go ahead, though.
Well, you know.
No, take a hit.
Who's
Andrew
McKay again?
Yeah, all right. Oh!
Sorry, I had to.
All day. It's going to be this all day, I think. Oh, my God.
But no, this is a great topic. You know, it varies by the day, right? There's days I'll go into the barber shop, and there's days where maybe I don't want to talk to anybody, or, you know, they ask questions, and I just don't feel like answering them. But then there's other days where you have a great conversation.
Yeah, and you miss it if it doesn't happen, right?
And it depends. I don't know. Do you go to the same person every time?
Oh yeah, no. You gotta have relationship. You gotta find somebody you trust that you love.
You have a barber?
Well,
a stylist?
You gotta have a person. Yeah,
you do.
Don't
I'm
you?
Asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Candy, are you? I would think you're a talker. You want them talking.
Why do you say that? No, I am. But it depends. Like, there's a hairstyle. If I know the hairstylist already, and there's been times where I've known them, and heck yeah, man, I love it when they talk mess about other people. It's lovely. But
it's TV on your head, right?
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I love drama when I'm not involved, and plus, I'm not on social media, so I'd like to know
Sounds
who
good.
Broke up or who's dating or who's cheating or whatever. But if I don't know the person, no, just leave me alone. Cut my hair into layers.
Don't try to build a relationship with me. I don't need stranger danger.
Well, I always go to Cuts by Us or Fantastic Sam's or whatever just to get my hair cut. I'm not faithful. And can you tell? This last time I cut it myself.
Oh,
I know,
man.
I look like I'm in Triumph.
All right, so we're getting a couple texts in here. 437. Nice reference.
Thanks.
Is that what the spandex is for? Okay,
it
so
is.
Somebody here texted 437-1620. Let's see. It's part of the cut. Somebody here says, I like chatting with my hairdresser. Somebody here says, chat is okay. Gossip is a no. I guess you got to know your audience. I mean, I think you're the other way around. If you're not going to gossip, why bother?
It's awful and you shouldn't do it. And absolutely, you're 100%
right. But do it to me all the time, right?
Yeah. What is that line in Steel Magnolias? If you don't have something nice to say, come sit by me. Which is all. And that's an awful way to be. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You feel
right.
like you should say that, but that's not what you really believe.
Well, I just love. But that's why I have reality shows.
That's why Milton is entertaining.
That's why Milton is entertaining. And Milton's a great city, by the way. There's so many pluses to it.
No, it really is. Just, you know, in spite of the government. I think it's awkward to not chat with the barber. You know, silence is a little bit. No, that's a good point. Like, silence is a little bit loud, right? You know? And you wouldn't, like, you know, what would you tell him? Be like, hey, could you just zip it? Could you just, just cut my hair? Like, how would you tell them? You know, you just wouldn't go back, probably. You'd shop around town for a silent barber.
There's massage therapists, and there's a group that does it here, and there's one guy that, like, he teaches magic or whatever.
Not
Christina Leavenworth's husband or anything, not Milan. But there's another guy, and it's like, he just talks through the whole thing, and it's like, dude, I'm paying you $100 to touch my back. Why don't you shut up?
It's distracting.
But, yeah, it is.
Okay,
but
right.
with a hairstylist, I don't know.
Let me give you my quick take on this. 437-1620. Do you want a stylist barber that talks to you, talks while they're cutting the hair, or not talk? Okay, so number one, I would generally argue that the professional service is of a higher quality when they're not distracted by talking. But then again, some people like, you know, driving is too easy. You need some extra activity to really make you focus on. I don't know. You could make that argument too, that maybe they're better when they're talking. But here's one thing I'll say. I personally like the sensation of, you know, fingers in your hair, cutting your hair. It's not really a massage in your head, but it's kind of something in that vicinity. You know what I mean? And I feel like the masseuse, that talking kind of makes it so I can't really just.
Yeah,
like
dude.
It.
I don't want to think about Dungeons and Dragons.
Sensation.
I want you to do my shoulders and shut up.
About Dungeons and Dragons.
God, dude.
All right. Somebody says, I only want to greet them, tell them what I want, and then cut it. Cut hair. Concentrate. I like a barber with light conversation, but not all up into my business. Don't ask me questions. too much talking ends up in a bad haircut much of the time. Somebody here says a shout out to the Benson Barbershop in Gulf Breeze. Max is my barber, and we talk about what's going on all the time. I need him to focus. A lot of texts on this subject. I need them to focus. I'd rather go to the dentist than have my haircut. Very stressful. Oh, with the dentist, I talk a little bit with the hygienist, and then I put earbuds in. But I want to listen to stuff because it distracts me from how much I hate having my teeth worked on. So that's a whole separate issue. The sensation there is exactly the opposite. That's like I would pay to avoid it, but I want good teeth. Let's see. Somebody says you take the risk of bad breath, so hold on. Hold your breath and cut. When I sit down, I make a comment about taking a nap while they do their work. Airplane. This is like the chat or not chat on the airplane, sort of, you know, except it's expected more in a barbershop than it is when you're on the plane. Somebody here says, my wife cuts my hair and she never stops talking.
I feel your pain.
Maybe keep that to yourself. Somebody asks the question, well, depending on what she looks like. Winner. Really get it. No texting and driving, no talking and cutting.
Hey, that's great.
Our listeners are so sharp. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Okay, taking a look around. The good news is we're not showing those slowdowns anymore. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. I-10, I-110 is now flowing smoothly in both directions. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more info and a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. That's KNOX. Knocks them out. No problems on Cervantes, Mobile Highway. It looks like you're good to go everywhere. If you have a traffic tip, though, please text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go. Good people, good cars, obviously fantastic inventory, and they specialize in good quality cars that aren't brand new anymore. They're almost new, like a year or two old with low miles and great condition and good prices. What really, like, sold me on them. Like, I loved them for the process when we bought a car, okay? No doubt I was eager to do ads for them as soon as we bought a car from them, okay? And that's why, actually, I bought the car. And I'm like, can we do ads for them? I'd like to do ads for them because they're great. But I was even more convinced a year later, because what happens is 6 months after we bought the car, they followed up and said, is there anything wrong with the car? And I'm like, no, you know, I'm good. Why bother calling me? Because I'm that person. And then, you know, a year afterwards, Calvin, my sales guy, he calls up. He says, hey, you know, is there anything with the car that, you know, is wrong that we can fix? And I was like, well, and I was kind of almost embarrassed. I'm like, one of the physical keys we discovered doesn't work. Like, the fobs work just fine. You never use the physical key, but it doesn't work if we ever needed it. He said, oh, bring it in. We'll fix it. We'll replace it. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, for what, $150 probably? And I say, well, how much does it cost? He's like, oh, no cost on us. You bought a car expecting two keys. You get a car with two keys. I took it in. It took about 8-10 minutes, and they did it, and I was done and went home. And that's the point. Like, who does that? Who has a used car place follows up with you a year later to make sure you're thrilled with the car you bought? And then if there's a problem, they'll fix it. Like, that's their philosophy because they want to take care of you. They want to over-deliver. So if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Still getting a bunch of texts in on this subject. Somebody here says, I'm worried that they can't both talk and cut well. You know, I can drive my manual car and eat French fries and drink Coke, but to talk and to type and talk and drive is not so good, right? With the stick shift. That's true. I've been listening from the airport, and yes, I do the same thing on a plane. That's the person who said I talk about doing a nap, and then, oh, I'm really tired. Oh, I think I'll lay down, right? Oh, my God, we're getting, somebody here says listen to in St. John's, Newfoundland. We go a long way. I love that. That's fantastic. Oh, I think
That's
I can
awesome.
Say this on the air. I hope I'm not stepping on a turn, but, you know, we're having this conversation about Damien's Lemonade and the curb cuts and Cervantes and FDOT, and Mayor Reeves was listening to some of our conversation, and, you know, he said, you know what, I think I have an answer here. If we take that one right, if we make them, like, you can only right turn in at the close one and right turn out at the second one, and then if you're going to go left in off of Cervantes, you have to go onto Balin and make the left turn. He says, I think that would work. So it's right turns only in and out, and then left turn off of Balin. And
I said, direct traffic. Go ahead.
And he just said, this is why I tell you this, because he says, I just left a message in FDOT since it's on the top of my mind. Like, problem solving. You know, the mayor's just problem solving, always thinking about it. So, you know, thank you for the suggestions. And it's just interesting how interactive and, you know, problem solving can take place.
Isn't D.C. Reeves the greatest?
I've been very impressed.
So great.
850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
The who? The her.
So I was telling you earlier that there was a moment in the Milton City Council meeting last night that
you had another fave.
Yeah, like it was so perfect. It was really wonderful because you had all of this, you know, cat scratching and yelling and meowing and angry and all this stuff that was going on, and it was all so dumb. And I really appreciate Casey Powell basically saying, this is, you know, Jeff Snow called it a witch hunt. Casey Powell said, "You're here trying to make us look stupid. This is ridiculous." But in the middle of it all, this just kind of random dude gets up. He said his name was Joseph Lever, and I'm gonna let him tell the story, because you'll get, like, it's all this drama and it's been in all the news, and of course we've spent all this time talking about it because it's entertaining and depressing as heck. I just wish it would all go away. But anyway, this is what he said.
Well, I'm Joseph Lever from Milton.
Good afternoon.
And welcome. I didn't actually plan on saying anything today. I don't know a whole lot was going on. My wife told me a little bit about it. I'm here with my two sons. My one boy's in Scouts and needed to have a public meeting. So that's why we're here. But this, yeah, well, I've been to another wrong one before, too. So.
That's Randy Jorgensen. I'm sorry. Because this is the meeting you brought them to, right?
Oh, I see. That's
when it's
great,
just
though.
All the cat
yeah.
wailing.
Well, I appreciate you being here this evening, sir.
My wife told me a little bit was going on with this, but I didn't read anything on this. This is more of an embarrassment for the city.
Oh, and he's not wrong. Like, just random guy off the street is fulfilling a scout's requirement to take his kid to a city meeting, and he brings him in here, and this... You know, you try to explain to your kids, hey, you should have respect for your leaders. You know, they know what they're doing. And this is why we have elections, because democracy is great. Oh.
I'm sorry that your son has attending this meeting, and I hope y'all will come back to a different meeting, and maybe your son will get more out of it.
I brought my daughter here when we had people walking out, so it's always something interesting.
I had to bring my daughter to another meeting when it was so bad people were walking out and storming out of the meeting. Like... is there a pattern? Oh, man. And it is, look, if I never have to play that stager again, you know, the Days of Our Milton stager again, I mean, that would be my hope, to never have to again. Like, if y'all could just be quiet, simmer down, do the work. I mean, honestly, that would be great. Then again, as a radio host who wants to entertain people, there's a lot of popcorn that gets munched on, you know, watching these meetings and then listening to our recaps. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm watching an accident, and it looks like a hit-run crash, but cleared out of the way. It's on Michigan and Val Escondido Drive. This is just east, it looks like, of Mobile Highway. Hit-run crash, but again, cleared off to the side, so you shouldn't have too much problem going around it. I-10 westbound at mile marker 11, both lanes now, again, everything is open, but certainly use caution. You know that. Use caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, have a traffic tip, you can text in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you need to buy or sell a home, or you're just thinking about it, like, I know you might think to yourself, I'm just thinking about it. I don't want to bother Christina Leavenworth. She's busy. She's selling all these homes. And no. Exact opposite. She specifically said this last week, talking with Tammy Martin on Pep Talk. She said, I like when people call. I like talking to people. I love talking about real estate. I love meeting new people. It's not, you're never bothering me. She enjoys, that's what she said specifically. You know, whether you hire her or not, whether you even decide to sell or anything, or buy or whatever, you're thinking about it because you're renting right now. No worries. She says, you become a client now, you become a client in a couple of years, you never become a client, you recommend a friend, they come to me, they don't, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just like talking to people. I'm kind of a nerd about this business, a geek about the data. I love understanding real estate and how it's working and getting deals done and making people money and getting them into homes they love. It's just, I love it. And that's what you want, right, from somebody with professional services, is you want somebody who's kind of a geek about it. And she absolutely is. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. 723-9158. Let's see, where are we at here? Oh my gosh, we got so much going on today. It's just, it's kind of wild.
You got 3 minutes.
I know, I have about 3 minutes. Oh, we do need to, do we do traffic? Did we already do traffic?
Yeah, I just did traffic. No, and everything's fine, so great. Be careful, y'all.
You know how Elon Musk changed the logo on Twitter and changing the name of the company? Oh, I told you that it turns out Meta actually owns the X trademark.
So stupid. It's a letter.
And they're changing it. Like, he's already changed it one way and then back again. I mean, the management style, I don't understand. Oh, but there's a whole other, like, did you realize they were changing the big Twitter sign outside of their headquarters?
I saw that.
And the police showed up and, like, what are you doing? Oh, well, we weren't told, and I don't know if you had the permit. This is unauthorized work, so they had removed, they got told to stop the work until they got all the permitting in place or whatever, and so the cherry picker was up pulling off the T and the W and the I and the T. What was left of the sign? Classic. Just said, Bud. Wise?
I love it.
Time for future news.
Wednesday morning future news.
All right. So, first question, are they going to win or lose on this trademark issue if it ever comes up? Twitter.
I think they'll win.
I think it's different enough. It's hard to trademark a letter. It's more like an image, right? Recycling. In 3 years, are we still doing recycling in Escambia County at all?
Yes.
And you got to pay for it, though, right?
I would think so.
I think that's where we're headed as a county and a city as well. And, you know, Mike Cusack, you know, some things that came out of him acknowledging something we didn't know, that he'd had text messages back and forth with Scott Collins. Some things in those texts I personally thought were concerning, like him telling Scott Collins not to take a lowball offer from Alex Andrade, kind of seemed to be negotiating against the city that he represented. Anything come of this with Mike?
I didn't think at first, but now that you say it, I mean, maybe.
I'm going to say I don't think we're going to have another special called meeting, and I'm going to say it all comes to nothing, except it's embarrassing for him.